I'm going to do it, just to make sure.
Good evening. Last night we began Siv Gimel, and we began discussing what's really the crucial question in Hilchos Baal Telin, and that is, we know there's an obligation to pay your workers on time, but what does it mean to pay someone on time? What is timely payment? So halacha is as follows. If a person works, you have a day worker. So back then, when a person did an honest day's work, it meant literally an honest day's work. They worked from the early morning until literally shkia. Now, a worker like that, the halacha is that there's a rule, ein shkiras mishtalemes el lipsoif. If you hire someone to do a job, al pi halacha, you do not owe him a dime until he completes the work. Now, this is true if you hire someone for a day. It's true if you hire someone a week, a year. And in fact, the Gemara discusses a case of where you're hiring him for 7 years. A person does not get paid whatsoever until the entire job is completed. Now, today, we'll discuss this later. Today, clearly, the minhag is not like that. When you hire a contractor, the norm is to make progress payments along the way. And in these matters, minhag mevatel halacha, we follow the norms. There's an assumption if you do business, it's going to be with the standard terms and conditions that are prevalent in the market. But in the absence of any minhag, in the absence of any norms, the al pi halacha, your worker gets paid the complete amount upon finishing the job. Therefore, if a worker puts in an entire day's work, he's not done until the end of the day. The halacha is ein shkiras mishtalemes el b'sayif. The obligation of the employer to pay kicks in at the beginning of nightfall, and therefore the halacha is the employer has the entire night to pay him. In other words, whenever his obligation starts, whenever the wages are due, the employer has the rest of that night to pay before he'd violate the iser of lesalim pu asachar itzcha ad boiker. The same thing is true if the worker finishes in middle of the day. So the halacha would be then the employer has until the end of that day, until shkia or until nightfall, in order to avoid being over any of the isurim. So what that means is that the amount of time you have to pay really varies depending on when the job was completed. If an employee does a job in the morning, he completes it at 9:30 in the morning, the employer will have the entire day until nightfall in order to pay him. On the other hand, if you hire a worker and he finishes the job just a few moments before nightfall, the halacha is that there you have to act very quickly. Because if you delay even a few moments, you can miss that cutoff where it's already nightfall and you're going to be over the iser and you're going to miss the opportunity to mekayem mitzvah aseh. So it's something that a person should be aware of and needs to keep in mind, that if you hire a worker, you have a person takes a haircut. So you have to be watching the clock for shkia. Because if your haircut is done just a minute or two before shkia, the halacha is you have to rush to pay the worker before shkia, since shkia is a suffik laila, and at that point you're going to be enter into a suffik of whether you've missed the time to pay the worker. And the Chavetz Chaim points out that although there is a chiyuv to pay a worker, you should be paying him before shkia in order to avoid any doubts, in order to avoid any sveikas that perhaps it's already night. If you delay and now it's shkia, it's still bein hashmashes, the halacha is you should pay immediately. Because we do not know exactly when the night truly begins, it still is a suffik, and therefore you should go ahead and pay right away. And because it truly is still the day, you still have the opportunity to pay to be mekayem mitzvah yom tov tzicharei and to avoid being over the isurim d'oraisa. Now this is discussing a clear-cut case where you hire a worker, he finishes the job in the middle of the day, so halacha is you have until the end of the day to pay. If he finishes once it's already nightfall, you have until the end of the night, until the next morning in order to pay the worker. What happens in a typical case where you have a salaried employee, where he's working for you on a steady basis? You pay him either biweekly or monthly, whatever you've made up. But if the employment, he may be a teacher or a Rebbe who's working, the employment period is for a year, or it could be a worker who has an open-ended employment. It's going to be indefinite until he's terminated. So in this case, the Teshbeitz Paskins, and it's brought down in the Knesset HaGedolah, that even if you have a worker that's hired for an extended period of time, if the agreement is you're going to pay him weekly or monthly, then each week or each month will be considered a separate pay period as far as Hilchos Baal Talin. So if you're paying him every month at the end of the for each month's labor, so you would have in order to be mekayim the mitzvah biyomei titin tzcharoi, you would have to pay him when he on the last day of the month when he completes that the end of his work. At that point, that is where Baal Talin would kick in. If he's getting paid weekly, so from assuming it's from Monday to Friday, so then Friday afternoon when he completes his work, you would have an obligation to pay him before Shabbos. Now, as we're going to see more about Arichos in the future, the din of Baal Talin is to pay the day that that the job is completed. If you wait until the next day, you're going to be over the Isser, you're going to lose out the opportunity to be kind of biyomei titin tzcharoi. So it's something, if you have someone working for you monthly, and you have it set up some sort of direct deposit which hits the bank the next day, the first day of the following month, you're going to be over the Isser Baal Talin. Because if he's being paid for the previous month, and the payment is not coming in until the next day, there the Isser Baal Talin would apply. Certainly, if the agreement when you hire him, or the expectation is that that's how he's going to be paid, the parties have the right to be Meichel, and there's no Isser, but if you're out to be Mekayim and fulfill the mitzvah of Yom Titin Tzcharoi, you would not fulfill it, since he's not getting paid when he actually completed the job.